Vegas Nation Podcast is powered by our friends Sam and Ash Injury Law. Give them a call at 702-820-1234 or visit samandash.com because you deserve what's right.
Las Vegas is a place where working the system can get you in serious trouble. I'm looking at you, card counters.
But why not go after the system in a positive way? At Sam & Ash, we provide that with the best personal injury representation.
And as a former insurance defense attorney, I know their tricks and will use that to your advantage.
With our compassionate yet tenacious drive, we will get you the maximum settlement that you deserve.
So call us anytime at 702-820-1234.
Or visit samandash.com.
Because you deserve what's right.
This is Greg Olson, and I'm thrilled to introduce my new podcast, TE1. TE1 will chronicle a 60-year evolution of the tight end position, from its origins as an obscure, overlooked blocking role to the versatile superstar position that it is today. I'll explore the evolution of the position through conversations with some of the all-time game-changing tight ends. And just like the incredible tight ends we sit down with on my new show, the Chevy Silverado is in a league of its own. This truck is all about grit, strength, and dependability. The same attributes it takes to be a tight end.
You're listening to Vegas Nation. It's Friday, which means it's time for Unsportsmanlike Conduct with your hosts, Adam Hill and Ed Green. Here we go.
Welcome into Unsportsmanlike Conduct, the Vegas Nation podcast, sponsored by Sam and Ash Injury Law and brought to you by Sunday Ticket, Deal Dash, and Favorite Shots. We're your hosts, Ed Graney and Adam Hill, where each week we give you some of our thoughts on the Las Vegas Raiders before entering the world of news and other topics we really find interesting. And here we go. Adam, we've made it to the big game, or at least the big week. The Raiders open at Carolina on Sunday. What do you think?
We are accepting this is going to happen now, right?
Yes. Yes, like everyone's been tested 7,000 times. It appears no one has COVID-19 that has been tested out there.
So I think we are going to have football. We're going to have football before that. We are taping this on Wednesday, but Thursday night football coming up.
Set your lineups. Beginning.
Oh, I have. Plenty.
If you're in 66 leagues, I hope at least in one you have Patrick Mahomes.
Actually, my fantasy playing has been greatly impacted by COVID-19.
You're less this year.
A lot of people don't want to do fantasy football because they're worried that the season's going to end and how do you deal with that and all those other things. So I'm down from 24 leagues last year to 9.
Man, taking a tumble. All the money you dole out to those leagues.
I made a lot of money.
You made a lot of money. Before we get to the Carolina game.
I profited greatly on fantasy football last year.
We did not talk about yet the Mike Mayock and John Gruden deal of Lynn Bowden to Miami. The third round pick. Okay, so I think there's no question it's a missed pick. You can't have a third round guy be traded when he hasn't even played a down. But when we talked to Mike Mayock over the weekend, he said it was football, 100% football related. I think that's what you say no matter what. But yes. Do you believe?
No.
I don't either.
This was not a football decision. No chance. Well,
in some ways, it had to be.
Sure.
If he was completely incredible and made the transition to running back and they said, this guy's the next thing, then some of the off-field stuff or whatever it was, they could say, well, we can get past that.
Right. If you're Bo Jackson, you can do whatever you want. If you're Lynn Bowden and you're not only having trouble picking up pass protection, but also maybe figuring out some of the intricacies of the offense, which that doesn't make sense. Like, you heard that. But you also, the reason they loved him going into the draft, they talked about how much he picked up the offense, how he was ahead of everyone else, how his understanding of football was so incredible because he had played multiple positions in college, including quarterback, and that they were blown away by his football IQ. So the difficulty learning the playbook doesn't really fly with me. It doesn't really make sense. The struggling to adapt to a new position, sure. But you knew that. He'd never played that position. You brought him in, and you're trying to teach him a new position. You're like, well, he's not really picking it up. When was he supposed to do that?
There was no OTAs. I thought he was going to be the Joker and play everywhere but offensive tackle. Was he going to be the Joker?
That was the word, yes. No OTAs, no minicamp. So you just bring him into training camp and you're like, why isn't he picking this up? Why isn't he adjusting to playing running back? Well, you knew this was a project. So this was not about football to me. There's no way.
Okay.
This is about.
What was it about?
It's about off-the-field things. It's about being uncomfortable with him maybe as a person. It's about the June incident in front of his, the relative's house. It's about all those things. It's not to me about football strictly. And I think obviously it is a missed pick, but at the same time, there are a lot of teams that would just be like, well, we have to keep him. Like, we've got to keep him around. No,
that's the best point in terms of, I think it's a mispick and they have to kind of deal with the criticism on that. But if it's off field, if it's on field, whatever it is, I think it's smart to move on now, get whatever value you can get from him. It might be the highest value you ever get from him. They got the fourth back. They sent a sixth along with him. So I do think there's some, it's commendable in some point where you cut your losses if you just don't think it's going to work out, instead of just keeping him and continuing to say, we shouldn't keep this.
Well, especially if there's some element of the organization that not only thought that he was going to be a problem, but that part of the problem was that he was such a leader that he was impacting other players. You're like, okay, this can't really work.
Right.
And so there are, but like I said, there are teams, if you want to, you know, spin it positively, that would have said, we invested a third round pick. We're not going to look foolish. We're going to keep them because we don't want to look stupid. Now, the Raiders are like, we'll sacrifice looking stupid if it helps our team in the future. So I think there is a positive type of spin you could put on that. But at the same time, you can't be wasting third round picks.
Right.
You just can't do it, especially when you're trying to build the team through the draft. You can't have a third round pick that just never plays a snap for you.
Here they go to Carolina. I wanted to ask you about this. I think since 2000, I don't know if it's like 12 and 41. It's such a bad record. I forgot what it was, but they do well heading east. Now they head east, but, and you know lines as well as anyone, I think it's 3.5. My guess is that's more than the books think Carolina stinks, because when you're that bad going east, to be a 3.5 player, and it's not the Chiefs going east. I mean, it's the Raiders who were 7-9 last year. So the 3.5, while historically might seem crazy, I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, it kind of makes sense, because I don't think Carolina is any good.
Yeah, I don't think they're very good either. But this also is in the books. This is the, because they were, it was essentially a pick or a minus one all summer.
Right. Right.
That was available for months. That's what the books believe it should be. The market this week and the last, you know, 6 days or so has pushed it up to 3. And as you said, there's some 3.5s out there. So this is the market making that determination.
Why? Because they think Carolina stinks.
A couple reasons. One, there's no fans. So I think the market is saying, why is this price like Carolina is at home if it's essentially a scrimmage with no fans? Is that really a home field advantage? So that's part of it. But I think it's also the market believes, and the sports betting world believes, that Carolina is awful and that they might even be one of the worst teams in the league, which I don't think. I think they're going to be better than people might think. But it's also, listen, the entire offseason, how much did we talk about how difficult it is for new coaches, new schemes, can't be on the field, can't be putting anything in, and OTAs and mini camps, everything's over Zoom. It's going to be really, it's very beneficial to teams that have the same system. That's the Raiders against a team with a fully new system. New quarterback, new offensive coordinator. That's a completely different mindset. New head coach. It's a completely different mindset. Like, all of those things are going to be really tough to put into play. At the same time, the counter argument would be the Raiders are studying Temple, Baylor, LSU, all these different college programs where these coaches have been, and they don't know what they're actually going to put in as pro coaches. So there is that mystery element that the Panthers have. So if you're going to tell me it's over 3, I think the Panthers probably become a pretty solid play.
Adam Hill's keys to the game?
I mean, the biggest one is just such an obvious one. It's
tackle
the,
Christian McCaffrey?
Well, not only tackle, cover. Yes. And he obviously is by far their biggest weapon on offense, both in the passing game and the running game, and he's going to continue to be that. But the Raiders have been atrocious at covering running backs and tight ends. Just atrocious the last couple of years. Their linebackers have not been good in coverage at all. That's why they got Corey Littleton. If you look at their plan and the way they built the organization, the way they built the roster, they've been trying to do it with youth and then fill in with free agents that are players that really fit into what they want to do. They needed somebody who could cover. Corey Littleton is an elite coverage linebacker. It is his job to shadow Christian McCaffrey. So McCaffrey versus Littleton on Sunday is what I will be watching all day. But that is a very easy cop-out, because it's the thing I think a lot of people are going to be watching. I think the spotlight will be on the corners as well. Like, they're very talented. We know what Damon Arnette can do. We know Trevon Mullen, we saw last year what he can do. Jonathan Abram behind them in the secondary. Like, it is such a young secondary. And I think they're going to make great plays, and I think they're going to make mistakes. So watching them is going to be fun. And, of course, on offense, how do they use Henry Ruggs is the big story to me.
24-17 Raiders.
Okay. I feel like Carolina's defense is so bad that 24 might be disappointing.
Wow. And a team that hasn't averaged 20 in like 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, I think against that defense, if you only put up 24, I think you come out and say, oh, man.
Is there
unless
any
it's
way
like 24-3.
Well, is there any way off any kind of win John Gruden says, oh, man?
No, I'll take any win. Especially
take anything.
Listen,
with the schedule coming up, they need it.
You don't want to call a week one game must win, but with what lies ahead for the Raiders, you've got to win this game. You have to.
Oh, no. And I said the other day, as people say it's silly, is there a must win in week one? I think there is. New Orleans here, at New England, Buffalo here, at Kansas City, Brady here. If you start 0-1 and start looking at that, it's not good because you're still going to have to win a game you're probably not favored to. They might be favored against Buffalo. We got to see what the Bills do the first weeks. Those other games you're not favored in.
I don't think they're going to be favored over Buffalo.
Okay, so if they're not, well, I just, you know, Buffalo starts out slow. They're at home. I get that. This will probably be the first of only, the only one of six they're favored in. So you're still going to have to beat someone you shouldn't just to get to 2-4, 2-3. I mean, but if you don't get this one, put it this way, that's a long week between now and Drew Brees coming in.
If you don't win this, I mean, you could be looking at 1-5 anyway, but if you don't win this, 1-5 becomes a very distinct possibility to start the year. And that is not the expectation that this team has.
No.
Now, the positive side of that is the second half of the schedule gets much easier, but you don't want to be 1-5.
No.
You don't know where your confidence goes.
You don't want to be 0-1.
You don't know where the pressure starts building on, you know, is Carr the right guy? Because to me, this is a make or break season, and Carr is unquestionable, especially now with Mariota hurt, but Carr is unquestionably the starter. He always was going to be the starter. It was going to be his year. Everything's in place. Third year in the system. You've got all the weapons. You've got an offensive line. This year is on Derek Carr. And if he's 1-5, I think then you start looking around and being like, okay, like if he's not the answer, what do we do?
You go 1-15 and draft Trevor Lawrence.
Once those questions, well, then they're not going to be, I don't think you can beat out Jacksonville. Jacksonville's probably not going to win.
They are absolutely in the Trevor Lawrence driver's seat.
Whatever they have to do to lose every game, they're going to try to. So you're even if you go 1-15, you might not get Trevor Lawrence, which
How
is
bad
the sad
would that
part.
Be? You finished 1-15, the most, you know, the highest ranked quarterback in however many years can't even get him because the other team went 0-16.
And I don't think this team's going 1-15.
No, it's not. But you did say at 1-5, like the last thing you kind of want to be every year is 7-9, 8-8, not make it because your draft position's kind of where it is. You can't really make that huge leap unless you trade up. We've seen them, you know, give up ones before, but. Like, no man's land is a hard place to be in every year. So you're right. If they're 1-5, then there's decisions to make if, in fact, Mariota's back from his injury.
And Mariota looks nowhere near being ready to play, but it'd be more of a question to me of if you make a decision. If you're, say, you're 1-5, and now you're looking at, say, a 4-12 record for the season, at that point, it seems likely that they would probably make a move to move on from Carr. So why not earlier in the year start to get a feel of like, okay, is Mariota the right guy? I don't think so. Maybe they need to find out for sure by putting him on the field. Again, I don't think these things are going to happen. I'm just saying if you started 1-5, those are the thoughts that start to come up. So you can't lose this game.
Carolina.
You can't lose this game.
I'm still in the middle of anywhere between 7-9 and 9-7. All right, I said 24-17. What's your pick?
I'm going to say 31-28.
Ooh.
Raiders.
I think they pull it off. I thought you were going the other side.
I was thinking about it. I think it's going to come down to a field goal. I think it's going to be a very high scoring game. That's just
Daniel Carlson from 48.
36.
Those numbers mean nothing. Usually, 48 would be a tougher
field goal. I don't know that he'd make it. So I'm going to say, let's say from 36.
So there's your picks.
Have you been injured in a car or motorcycle accident and the insurance adjuster will only pay a fraction of your claim or even worse, nothing at all? That's not right.
What is right? Finding an attorney who will be a fighter for you when you need it most.
At Sam & Ash, we are revolutionizing personal injury representation by focusing on your rights and your recovery.
Call us anytime at 702-820-1234.
Or visit samandash.com.
Sam & Ash, because you deserve what's right.
You've counted on restaurants, now they're counting on you. And while their dining rooms may be closed, they're still open for delivery with DoorDash. DoorDash is the app that brings you the food you're craving right to your door. Or Ordering is easy. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door with the new contactless delivery drop-off setting. Choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, and the Cheesecake Factory. Many of your favorite local restaurants are still open for delivery too. Just open the DoorDash app, select your favorite local spot, and your food is on its way. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code BLUEWIRE. That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code BLUEWIRE. Don't forget, that code BLUEWIRE is for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. Sundays are coming back to the NFL with NFL Sunday Ticket.tv. You can stream every live, out-of-market NFL game every Sunday afternoon on your favorite devices, plus Red Zone and DirecTV Fantasy Zone channels. Never miss your favorite teams and favorite players, no matter where you live. NFL Sunday Ticket.tv is your key to the most glorious Sundays ever. Use the promo code BLUEWIRE at checkout to get 15% off your subscription. Visit NFLSundayTicket.tv and use the promo code BLUEWIRE. We wanted to do something this week. We've got to give our producer, Larry Meir, credit on this. And we have enough of these to where we can do entire shows on them. We like to sometimes come back to our listeners and our readers and the people who like to call in with a lot of compliments to Adam and I in terms of what we get back from these. Now, obviously, we won't say the names, won't say who these nice people are, but we do get, let's just say, some very bizarre and pointed emails and calls. I'm going to start with this one. Now, this was actually, and I'm not kidding, a 5 minute and 56 minute message, or 5 minutes, 56 second message. This poor person, I said, please, you got to find something else to do. I'm just going to read you a part of what the message was to me, and I want your reaction. I'll give a little acting here. Well, another bleeding heart liberal has put his 2 cents into politics. They shouldn't be in sports. You know it and I know it. You want to take a knee? Take it on your own time. People like you, liberal, gut-wrenching sad sacks are the reason we have problems. As far as I'm concerned, cancel all sports. You people keep giving in. People like you stink up the place. Some award-winning columnists. Yeah, right. Stick to sports. Read the manifesto. Communist, Marxist organizations. But you don't care. I read the sports page you read about sports, so keep your mouth shut about politics. Do your job. You're a fine writer. Goodbye. What was that?
Solid.
How do you get Marxist, communism, manifesto, all of that in? I love these things. I don't know what you think about when they just completely rip you in at the end. They're like, thank you. Goodbye.
But also, like, I don't think he knows you.
No. I said was the first time he said a bleeding heart liberal. That's why I said, I gotta tell Adam.
Was that meant for me?
Exactly. <Yeah.
laughs> Somebody trying to send that to me?
Yeah. Well, G and H is, you know, they're close in the alphabet. So maybe they just hit the wrong number. But yeah, that's my first one. And God love the person. Like I said, 6 minutes. If you're going to spend 6 minutes on the phone saying anything to any of us, you know, good for you. You got more important things to do. But I love those where I didn't really get this one. It had to be after the hockey things. But I will. Let's bring it to this, though, really quick. You and I'm on this page. I'm sorry. If you're on that page of Stick to Sports, then don't read Adam and I and don't listen to us, because I just think that that's nonsense.
Don't exist in society. There's no such thing.
As Stick to Sports.
What I have said this many, many times, but I think this is the first time I will say it. No, maybe I've said it here before. Stick to Sports it's not even a real concept that anybody believes in. Nobody in the world believes in Stick to Sports. It is Stick to Sports and politics that I agree with.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
What it means.
Be me.
Right.
Be me.
Yes. So nobody has ever gotten outraged and told somebody to stick to sports because they expressed an opinion they agreed with.
No, ever. Exactly. If I was the non-bleeding heart liberal, this person would have liked me. Well, again, it was meant for you. What about you? You must have some.
I mean, I do. I have so many. I have so many that are just like attacking. Well, first of all, one day I think we counted 338 angry Patriots tweets at me.
Did you rip Brady?
No, I made a Deflate Gate joke.
Okay, all right.
Which apparently they don't like that. No, but I don't know how, like, this Patriots network, it works.
Those crazy people in these weird fan groups, you get one thing to them, forget about it. I've had that happen with, like, Alabama football. I had to turn everything off. I might have said I don't like that Saban drinks Coke instead of Pepsi. 7,000 emails later, it's like, my God. I mean, they go crazy, these people who love these teams.
It's preposterous. But, I don't even want to give these people, like, the credit for doing this to me. So I'll just say that the you know, please die from diabetes and things like that. Like,
it's a solid one.
It doesn't bother me.
No, it's a solid
but
one.
But like, it's used so often.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure I could just do a search for
how
my name.
How many times you've died?
And it would be like 200, like, just in the last couple of months. But then there's one guy that just, like, every time I try to tweet something, will just send, like, eat another cheeseburger. And I'm like, I actually don't eat bread. Yeah, so, like, it's kind of a rough one. It's
just silly. It's like, I went to San Diego State. I've been here 13 or 14 years. Aztec lover! Like, can you get something new out there? It's usually UNLV people. They teach you creativity out on Maryland Parkway. It's like, you've said this for 14 years. Name one time I've written a story pro Aztec since I've been here. Here's an email I got. This poor guy's living under a rock, and I feel bad for him. You could be the leader of a protest to lock O.J. Simpson up. I want you to be the leader of that protest. How could this guy be walking around Las Vegas and you not report it? Have the balls to make an announcement that he's here so we all know. Thank you. You don't have to call back. Where's this guy been living? He wants me to handle a protest about O.J.? Kid's been at the fish taco place down in Boca Park every Friday night for years. What is this guy talking about? And what protest would I leave? I'd walk down the street with a sign, you have to leave now, Juice? What is that? Here's the other thing about these emails. Completely out of the blue. I've never written about O.J. Simpson. I don't talk about O.J. Simpson. And out of the blue, I'm leading a protest to get him out of town. This is great. Why didn't you have the balls to tell us he was here? Where are you living? Did you see the picture of him at Costco? Who doesn't know this guy lives here?
I actually know like his weekly schedule of where he goes to dinner every night.
He's out at Wahoo's every Friday night. That guy, the wife wanted to go in there one night just to take if he was in there to see if she could see him.
I know where he watches football on Sundays.
I know you do. Yeah. You sent my kid down there one week he wanted to go down and see him.
Did he go?
He went.
Did he see him?
I think they kicked my kid out. I don't think he was in the back room and like and my kid's got no money. He wasn't there to buy anything. So you got to leave now. Nobody wants to sit. Nobody wants back there without money.
How about go back to Russia, you blanking piece of blank.
They don't know you. Was that meant for me?
No, it was me. Oh. I think it was a communist reference. But like Russia hasn't been communist for a while. Like, I think this is maybe an old person.
Russia.
Like, what does that even mean?
That doesn't mean anything. It's ridiculous.
I don't get it.
Here's one. Ed, it was obvious college football should be canceled, and only a complete moron would want to play football. The Roman Empire is over, Red. Not only should UNLV cancel football this year, they should cancel the entire program. Why don't you write that? It's better than the rest of the nonsense you write. Am I supposed to rate the UNLV should give up football forever? Have you read the column? I've kind of skirted the line there. I almost crossed over.
It happens.
Yeah. The best of the other nonsense you write. Like, you're reading me in most days, huh?
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks. I do have, God, we should play the voicemails from back in the days of me covering the Golden Knights and not the Raiders. I actually still have some good voicemails saved of just angry people.
Because you weren't
people.
A fan of.
Yeah. But also, like, there was somebody there was an older lady that just hated Marc-Andre Fleury, which now she must be living her best life.
Oh, she's throwing parties right now.
But, like, during the first year, every time I'd read a story about Marc-Andre Fleury, I'll let this out for our hardcore podcast listeners if you got to this point. The number listed for me in the paper is my cell phone.
Why would you do that?
Because I'll talk to people.
Oh, no. No, you didn't. You don't do that stuff.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes.
But nut jobs and lunatics out there, you let them call you?
That's why. I love it.
No, no. You've lost it now.
Bring it on, people.
Nobody wants to hear
that. But this lady would, like, every time I wrote a Marc-Andre Fleury story, would just call and just trash him for, like, 7 minutes. Like, as long as my recorder would go, she would go. And she sounds like she was, like, 85. But I bring this up because, first of all, thanks for reading. But at the same time, like, you need to find something else in your life. You can't.
She's the only one in this town who would ever do this. He's the most beloved athlete in history.
Well, he threw the Stanley Cup, by the way, according to her. Because
Are you serious?
The team was getting too much credit and he wasn't getting enough glory.
Wow.
So he threw the Stanley Cup.
Well, it's either that or die of diabetes.
Both. Eat a cheeseburger. I'd love to. I don't eat bread.
I've been with the often. You eat the meat and you eat the lettuce. That's it. You don't eat the bread. We'll leave you with this. Here's an email. 3/4 of the Review Journal Sports today is taken up by 2 articles that contradict each other about some third string Raiders running back nobody cares about. What is this newspaper coming to you? I know you like Red Boy games, but now you're making up fairy tale people. What the hell's wrong with you? Have a good day. What? Have a good day. And by the way, Red Boy games. Was that a shot at the red hair?
I don't know what that
red
means.
Red Boy games. I don't play Red Boy games.
I don't know what that means.
There's nothing better than have a good day. Call you a thank you. You don't need to call back. Just ripping, swearing, calling me and you Marxists and die from diabetes, but you got to end it with have a good day.
That's a. Are you an 8 Mile fan?
I've seen it a couple times.
One of my favorite movies of all time, by the way. Okay. I can't really quote the line exactly. But one of B Rabbit, that's Eminem's character, by the way. One of his I don't know, you're not very hip. I don't think you'd be hip on the 90s movies or early 2000s,
yeah, well,
whatever that was.
Get me into General Hospital trivia.
That's right true. One of his battles, he just trashes the guy and he ends it with, you know, blank you and have a nice day, which it makes everything better. So I think this person is going along those same lines.
Oh, I don't know what lines these people are going on. I get, you know, now we get the voicemails. I get the email and the email every day. You have a voice message, man. I call those up and I know what's coming. It's never like nice at all. Never. And, you know, the phone numbers are on those, but I can't call back on some of those.
Yeah.
That woman who called me a Marxist for 6 minutes. What would I say?
I would love to talk.
I'm not changing
can I call
her?
You have silver number?
Yes, you can call her. I'm not changing her mind that I'm not a Marxist or a communist with fascism.
Next week, let's call her live on the
Should
podcast.
We? Yes. All right, we'll call her. Because we can beep stuff out, right? Oh, yeah. Larry's it. We're calling her next week. I'll find her number. All right, that's next week. That's going to do it for our latest edition of Unsportsmanlike Conduct of the Vegas Nation podcast, sponsored by Sam and Ash Injury Law, presented by Sunday Ticket, Deal Dash, and Favor Shot. Remember now, there are new episodes of Vegas Nation every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Just subscribe to the Vegas Nation app on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcasting app. You can also support this show, why wouldn't you, by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, and you can find all our coverage at VegasNation.com. For Ed, I'm Adam. Talk to you next week.
Finding the right personal injury attorney in the bright lights of Las Vegas used to be as tough as finding free parking on the Strip.
Now, both have changed. At Sam & Ash, you'll get experienced lawyers who care about you and only you.
We've recovered a total of over $400 million for our clients.
And while no one can guarantee a result in your case, experience like ours matters.
Call us anytime, 702-820-1234.
Or visit samandash.com.
Because you deserve what's right.
They say a healthy gut means a healthy you. Favor apple cider vinegar shots bottle this feeling into the convenience of a 2-ounce shot. Better digestion, stronger immune system, and the lowering of blood sugar levels are just some of the benefits to shooting a daily Favor shot. Their proprietary blends are raw and organic and mixed with other functional ingredients to create a better tasting experience. First-time shooters can go to drinkafavor.com.